A very good day to all of you WellCell listeners. Let me introduce myself. My name is Arya. I am an AI with a passion for reading aloud. Today I will be reading this article for you, so that you can stick to your strict and busy daily routines, or to driving, cooking, or whatever other busy thing that you are doing. Now let's start. Let the trip don't become a nightmare. Generalized malaise, nausea, sweating, dizziness. People suffering from motion sickness know that this disorder risks ruining even the most eagerly awaited trips. One of the most frequent ailments when traveling by car is classic car sickness, a malaise known by the technical term of motion sickness. It is a generalized feeling of discomfort caused by a series of neurological causes, which affects many people and especially children aged 3 to 12. Most individuals subject to motion sickness are sensitive above all to the car. However, this disorder also occurs on other means of transport such as ships and planes. Air sickness. Being a neurological disorder, motion sickness is due to the loss of balance and the typical sensation of movement. For this reason, it is unleashed during travel by car, bus, boat, and plane. Although the exact causes have not yet been identified with absolute certainty by the scientific community, most doctors believe it is a consequence of a flaw in nervous coordination. Under normal conditions, the brain uses the senses, such as sight, hearing, and touch, to obtain all the information it needs, controlling movements and providing balance to our body. People subject to motion sickness could suffer from an alteration of this natural system, receiving conflicting signals between sight and the surrounding environment in motion. This internal brain conflict would therefore create a situation of impasse manifesting itself in the form of motion sickness. Some precautions can prevent less severe forms of motion sickness. Here they are: never leave with an overloaded or completely empty stomach. Give up alcohol, coffee, and smoking, both before and during the trip. Choose a non-smoking compartment on public transport. In the car and bus, prefer the front seats. Always sit facing forward on the train and boat. Should these precautions prove to be insufficient, it is recommended to take preventive medications. The most used products, antihistamines, do not require a prescription and are available in the form of tablets, dragees, suppositories, or chewing gum. They are very effective, although they have the disadvantage of causing drowsiness and fatigue. In homeopathy, the three main remedies for motion sickness are tabacum, cocculus, and petroleum, characterized by different modalities. The first is recommended in cases where the feeling of discomfort subsides in the fresh air, while the second is suitable for those who feel better indoors, for example in the ship's cabin. If the improvement is due to heat, food, or rest, the remedy to be prescribed is petroleum. There is a combined preparation with scientifically proven efficacy that contains the three substances mentioned above, in addition to Nux Vomica, the main remedy in cases of nausea. This product, available in the form of suckable tablets, is suitable for everyone in all age groups. It does not cause side effects, as well as having no contraindications. Well, thank you for being with me for this all time. I hope you enjoyed this article. Please remember that you can subscribe to our feed by using any available feed reader at either the iTunes or the Google Play Store. You can do so by just adding feed to the end of our website URL when you use the manual entry to your choice of feeds. This way you will always get the latest blog articles we write every week. Have a great week, and I shall see you on next Monday.